The search for a desirable site, one that matches the needs and wants of a home builder and the home's future occupants, takes top priority once the decision to go ahead with construction finalizes. A multitude of factors goes into the process of identifying the best possible location, an available and affordable spot in a particular neighborhood, in a particular county, in a particular state, in a particular country. Depending on the number, ages, and other characteristics of the home's future residents, various sites will be more or less suitable than others, and some can easily be ruled out or in. What several decades of research has revealed about Earth's location within the vastness of the cosmos can be summed up in this statement. The ideal place for any kind of life as we know it turns out to be a solar system like ours, within a galaxy like the Milky Way, within a supercluster of galaxies like the Virgo supercluster, within a super-supercluster like the Laniakea super-supercluster. In other words, we happen to live in the best, perhaps the one and only, neighborhood that allows not only for physical life's existence, but also for its enduring survival. Making room. At the cosmic creation event, the entire universe began to emerge from an infinitesimally small volume. To state the obvious point, the universe is not static, it is dynamic, it has been continually expanding from that moment onward. At one point, the universe became large enough that stars and galaxies began to form. However, when the universe was very young, these galaxies were jammed so tightly together that they routinely ripped spiral arms, sites of strong star formation, one off another, due to the pull of gravity. After several billion years of cosmic expansion, galaxy clusters and the galaxies within them spread far enough apart that this ripping process became much less frequent. A typical galaxy cluster contains several thousand galaxies, separated from one another by only a few galaxy diameters. A typical cluster also contains at least one supergiant galaxy, often several, the presence of which substantially impacts the dynamics of hundreds, if not thousands, of the other galaxies in the vicinity. Supergiant galaxies range from 10 to 1,000 times the mass of our Milky Way. As the universe continued to expand and galaxy clusters spread farther apart from one another, galactic interactions within the clusters still caused considerable chaos. This chaos sometimes resulted in galaxies' ejection from their cluster. Today, astronomers observe many of these free-floating galaxies in the spaces between clusters. One of these relatively peaceful solo galaxies might seem, at first glance, a suitable environment for advanced life. But this first impression is misleading. For advanced life to be possible, a several billion-year history of simple life must precede it. Listen to chapters 9 through 14. Such a long history of life requires a spiral galaxy with stable, symmetrical spiral arms. To sustain such a spiral structure, a spiral galaxy must gravitationally consume gas-rich dwarf galaxies at a frequent and regular rate. The reason is that a certain level of ongoing star formation is needed to maintain the spiral structure. Without the additional gas provided by the accreted dwarf galaxies, the appropriate level of star formation cannot continue for a long enough time. A problem for a free-floating galaxy, then, is that in the voids between galaxy clusters, the density of dwarf galaxies falls below the minimum needed to sustain.